Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back. Welcome to the show. We are here to talk Riverdale, and goodness, am I excited. It is episode 24 on the whole in the second season here. We're talking Riverdale. It's the wrestler. We're going to bring it to you guys right now. See you in a second.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, there we go. It's serene. It's peaceful.
Love it.
It's calming.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's calming. Am I the only host that comes out full tilt on the mic? Because I feel like you guys laugh every week, like it's unexpected or something.
It's just a welcome sight to see every single.
Because we're so quiet,
tonight.
And I just feel like I explode onto the mic.
I love it. Yeah? Explode all over us.
It feels natural. Anyway, guys, needless to say, I'm amped. We're here. We're talking Riverdale. This song is called "The Wrestler" from the movie "The Wrestler," 2008. It's great. Watch the trailer for "The Wrestler," and I'll bet you'll cry. Gets me every time. All right, we're here to talk Riverdale. Let's start on this side of the table. We've got Mr. Happy Go Jackie. Frank ran out of the house.
This, I'm going to just say right up front, the most Ben Bateman-esque episode of Riverdale ever. This, like, ticked all the Ben Bateman boxes right along the line. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie.
We've got a brand new guest panelist here today. We've got Layla Sadi. What's going on? How you doing?
Hey, guys. That's Layla. I'm really happy to be here.
Yay.
I love Riverdale. Yeah. And I'm excited to do this show with you guys.
I can't wait to hear a new perspective. This is exciting.
Yes. Well,
you're in the adjacent to amped chair, so.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Important. Yeah. Amped. Very excited. I'm talking excited. Low body fat. Yeah. Shirtless scenes.
Where can the folks find you if they want to follow along?
Oh, you can follow me or find me at Layla Sadney at Instagram, Twitter.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sam D.
You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, and I am in the live chat. So come on in, keep chatting. I want to hear your crazy theories and thoughts like mine.
It's just getting so dark. It's getting so dark.
Getting dark, Betty.
You guys can find me at Ben Bateman Media, Twitter, Instagram, here in the Riverdale room, the Riverdale room.
Ooh.
Where we are.
Yeah. Ooh, where are that?
Just made that one up top of the night.
Riverdale room.
So let's talk episode 24, The Wrestler. My goodness, was this a fun episode. There was a lot of good stuff. There was a lot of, there was a lot of testosterone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A lot of like macho standoffs. Can we just talk about Hiram and Archie all episode?
We could.
It was lovely.
I just need to say something, and it might, you know, not be that well received, but I think you guys will probably agree with me.
Yeah.
This is the most homoerotic episode that has happened.
100% not true.
No.
The Red Hood shirtless, like, pseudo low-budge porn video, it was way more homoerotic than this episode.
No, it was throughout the whole episode.
There's a lot of innuendos, especially, like, with... chick too.
Yeah, right.
Situation. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, wrestling on the whole can be taken in either direction. It's very easy to tilt wrestling in the direction of homoeroticism if you want to.
Just men grappling men. That's all it is.
But it's, you know, about winning and, you know,
dominating
the ultimate
your
prize.
Opponent.
Yes. And I will always win if my name's Hiram Lodge.
Oh, okay.
There's so much to talk about. I'd say we just unpack it one bit at a time. So why don't we start there? Because I think it's the best part of the whole seasons. Archie and Hiram facing off. So Hiram's got real problems with Archie, and Archie's not happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
So Veronica is trying to kind of mend the fences. So Archie decides to take up wrestling to get back in Hiram's good graces. And he doesn't know how to wrestle. But that's not to say that we don't get to see a little bit of amateur basketball. First.
Right up top.
Uh-huh.
That's right. There you go. Shirts and skins, just the way you like to play it.
There's a quota, clearly. It's right. Like, it seems like it's every 2 to 3 episodes we get a great shirtless Archie scene.
And if we didn't get the episode before, they're going to do double.
Yes. Yes, they made up for some lost time.
Yes.
Shirtless basketball and in a wrestling outfit.
Yep.
He's very stressed, you guys.
Yeah. You got to have that in there, though. I mean, shirtless Archie.
I mean, he's got the body of 70s porn star. So
yes.
You know? This is true.
I will just say, so he is trying to get into Hiram's good graces,
right.
Maybe or not. He is still working with the FBI, that dumb little Archie.
Yeah.
But I understand where Archie's coming from. I feel like, you know, sure, he's played basketball, played football.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How hard can wrestling be to pick up? I'm an athletic guy.
Sure.
I can just jump right into this to win my girlfriend's father's respect.
Right. And he manages to get it in three practices.
That's all.
He doesn't get it in the first practice.
That's right. That's all it needs. All it takes.
Yeah, right. Right, so we don't know your perspective really on the show yet, Layla. What's your feeling on? Do you like Archie? Do you enjoy him as a character? Do you think he's an idiot? What do you got?
I like Archie. You know, he's like kind of like at first like that lost puppy dog, and you feel bad for him and you want him to win and succeed. I do. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
On the show,
are you Varchi or Barchi? Is it Barchi?
Probably Barchi. I'm more Varchi. Yeah, I like Veronica and him together.
Are you a Bughead?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So definitely. Yeah. So we had some of that action in this episode. It was good. We got some Chuck Clayton. Chuck Clayton, who when we referenced his physique when he was in here, claimed that KJ was way more shredded than he was. I don't think that's true.
Well, he had a season, a season
to get in.
Yes,
check.
That's right.
But granted, with Chuck, you only in this episode see the upper abs.
That's true. So
right? The top of the eight pack.
That's
they're the first ones to come in, so maybe he's not as shredded as it seems.
It was fine by me. All I know is that when Jordan Calloway came in last season, I just stared at his face and was like, oh my God, you are one of the most beautiful human beings I've ever seen in my life, and I just wasn't expecting it. Every time I'm so happy when Chuck is back. Give Chuck a role.
Free Chuck. He's a handsome dude that knows a lot about comic books. I would say that he talked more than any of us to Frank about comic books.
That's true.
The episode.
Okay. We made a little connection there.
And we have we have Derek Hogan in the chat just throwing out some Archie stuff. Archie's mostly all brawn, very little brains.
I found that episode by episode, I have liked Archie less and less. I don't dislike him now, but in the beginning, there was a very romantic, like Ryan from the OC vibe, where I was like, I wanted him to succeed so badly.
Mm-hmm. Now you just want him to fail?
No, it just doesn't feel like we're watching Archie's show. We say this a lot. It doesn't feel like the Archie show nearly as much as it seemed at the beginning.
I still think it's like Betty's show now.
Kind of does seem like it's Betty's show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Or Jughead. Maybe it's Jughead's show.
Well, do you guys remember the episode? It was the Tales of the Crypt one.
Right.
And we said, how cool would it be if they switched perspectives every episode, you know, or every season? Like, this is Archie's.
Right.
This is Veronica's. This is Betty's. And I think that's kind of what's happening now, and it'll probably end up shifting to Veronica's. Maybe by the end of the season, I don't know.
Yeah, well, Veronica's taken on definitely an interesting role. So, but we'll get there. So, I do want to continue with the stuff with Archie and Hiram. So Archie goes to wrestle and he loses, and so then he ends up he gets his ass kicked.
Yeah. I mean, Hiram's the Ram, you know?
He's the Ram. That's a good nickname.
Like that, yes.
The Ram.
His signature move, the fireman carry.
And you know, it was like Chekhov's fireman carry because you know, once it showed up at the beginning of the episode, it's got
to
pay off.
You knew it was going to have to show up. Yeah. So Archie goes over and he's like, "Why don't you like me?" And he's like, "He's like, are you really asking me this, my house boy?"
Yes.
Like, yeah. It felt a little bit like White Goodman from Dodgeball. Are you really making me bleed in your blood?
That's so true.
But like when they were interacting and then they go running, it was excellent. God, this was a good episode.
I did like inside Pops the lighting for that after they do the run and they're sitting there where he's just like all in shadows. Hiram is
and the egg whites.
Yeah,
the egg whites.
Spinach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you guys? I mean, I feel like we all have kind of forgotten about the FBI agent and how is Archie really being undercover? Is he really trying to get to know Hiram? And does Hiram know?
Is he playing the FBI?
You know, or he hired this random dude he went to high school with to like school Archie.
Yes.
I feel like that's a long that Hiram hired this guy to. I feel like that's a really long time. I don't think Hiram would have any time for.
The FBI agent is it Arthur Adams?
Art Adams, yeah, that's right.
It is Art Adams.
Arthur Matt, yep.
So I've been doing a lot of movie trivia studying, and I've come across the director of two Narnia movies and two Shrek movies. His name's Andrew Adamson, and it's like impossibly hard to remember animated directors because they're largely irrelevant compared to regular film directors. Like, it just nobody talks about them. So I kept thinking about this character as I was studying this, and every time I would see the name pop up, all I could think of was Shrek and Narnia. I like can't separate the two names. Guaranteed, if I ever get asked this question, I'll say Arthur Adams. I know it. I just can feel it. I can predict it. Anyway, tangent. Back to the show. So we had this. They go for a run, and then the episode though gets to conclude with Hiram showing Archie some respect and then recruiting him to be a criminal.
With the whiskey and the whole, like, mafioso vibe.
It turned so quickly. Talk about a 180.
Well, I mean, I guess he's like, what's the quickest way to kind of make sure you don't rat on anybody. He's like, I'll bring you in and make you complicit in part of our activities.
Right.
Not knowing that, hey, if Archie's... So I feel like that kind of shows you that I don't think he knows that Archie's talking to somebody, whether they're really with the FBI or not.
But do you think Archie was, you know, when they were having that talk and he said, you know, what are your plans? And he said, I don't want to study music anymore. I want to study business. Yeah. Is he like playing him to kind of get him to kind of, you know, bring him
That's
in?
That's a good question. Is he setting him up there? Do we think, like, Hiram has no idea that Archie's being talked to by somebody who appeared to be an FBI agent, though we all had our suspicions that it wasn't really an FBI agent, right?
Well, he's got that. He brought legal documents in.
I did rewatch it, and last week I was like, when did we see a badge? We saw a badge.
Got it.
We did see one. Doesn't mean, I mean, honestly, to Archie, you could have shown, like, your gym membership, and you would have been like, okay. Sorry.
So can I get a spot, bro? Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, this seems like it's just Archie trying to con Hiram. I don't think that Archie's going to ever give up music just to do business.
Yeah.
This is just a short-term goal to be able to
impress him.
Yeah.
So, he feels he's spreading himself too thin, so he needs to focus on other things, you know?
That's true.
What about the, you know, Fred of it all? Because I've tweeted with people this past week about, you know, why Fred has been acting so different. There's comments, you know, well, he's still on pain meds. We forget about everything he's gone through. You know, Fred is the most righteous guy, you know.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to take a handout from anybody.
Nope.
And he took it so welcomingly. Mm-hmm. That's a word. And he still is acting like so Stepford wifey.
He is acting a little strange. I totally agree. And I thought it was interesting that Hiram brought up the point, the season one sleeping with Hermione, because that hadn't been brought up in a long time. Mm-hmm. And Fred and Hiram had interacted quite a bit. And it was a good throwback, because it's true.
Very
How
true.
On earth?
I mean, yeah, he slept with his wife.
So. Yeah. Big time.
But, I mean, but Hermione, I mean, it certainly wasn't just Fred as the instigator for all
right,
that as well. Hermione certainly...
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice Hermione throughout the episode just look like she was biting her tongue and about to kind of explode? Like, there would be those moments when Hiram would talk and she'd be like, shit. You know, just like...
No, I didn't pick up on that.
If you guys rewatch it, like I do every week.
You watch it twice every week before the show?
No, I mean, I watch it here, and then, you know, I get bored later, and I'm like, I'm going to watch Riverdale again.
Watch
this. So I do. Or, you know, people are like, I haven't seen Riverdale in 2 weeks. I'm like, come at my apartment and watch it with me.
Right.
But, no, Hermione, I feel like the entire episode was just very quietly thinking, crap, she wanted to jump in but couldn't.
What do you think she's feeling like she can't add in?
I think she's trying to protect people in general, and she's trying for this not to get too out of control with Hiram, but she sees it getting worse and worse, and I think she has a backup plan.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you said at the end of last season, she really could be the mastermind behind all of this, and her character did change so drastically this season.
No, I was saying, like, do you think she's trying to protect Fred?
Fred, Veronica, yeah.
Yeah.
Even though Veronica's now being brought into the family business, she's at the table. She's at the adults' table.
Yeah, and I'm trying to still get I wish they would just fill us in what this whole plan is. Because to hear from the mayor's point of view, it seems like it's the worst thing that could ever happen to Riverdale. And yet, I don't know if it, at least the tidbits that we've heard, I mean, it's not necessarily on the up and up, but it doesn't seem so incredibly devastating as how the mayor's reacting.
Liana, as Molly said, could someone explain what exactly Hiram's Sodale project is, or do we still not know the details of what the project is yet? I thought I knew, and now I don't really know.
Sodale is just the classic, like, land developed by a rich character in television show that will always be a threat and never will happen.
Yeah.
It's like, it's never going to get built.
We'll
see plans. We'll see, like, a model, probably. Construction might even start. It'll never get built. And it's always going to represent, like, tyrannical corporate expansion from corrupt, illegitimate characters. Always. I feel like we saw something very similar.
In the OC.
Right? Didn't we?
Yeah.
That feels like that was a thing. I just feel like it's a plot line that I've seen before. And it's effective. I'm totally engaged.
Still falling for it every time. Yes.
Which I guess is one reason you don't have to explain a lot of the plan, because then it sounds a lot more creepier than it really is. Once you start putting down specifics, you're like, oh, that's the threat? Oh, okay.
There'll be probably, like, all kinds... Like, I could see a bunch of different stuff. I could see, like, a model being built. I could see them building, like, the, like, what am I looking for the word here? Like, the lobby, not the lobby, but, like, the main... meeting area. It's not actually the development, but it's the first building that gets built.
Yes.
And they could shoot in there, but the actual development will never happen.
Give me over under five more episodes before we see, like, Hiram, like, pull off, like, a sheet, yeah, and there it is.
We'll see it. It'll be the end of the season. The other part about this is that it's probably a Ponzi scheme, and he's probably broke. That'd be the other classic, is that, like, we're going to get to the, and the reason it'll never happen is because he doesn't have any money. Mm-hmm. Probably. But I'm just guessing.
I wonder, like, with, like, a character like Hiram, like, yeah, certainly that, like, you could ramp up, like, a character on a show like this, a drama, where they can be just, like, 100% evil, and they can only run hot for so long, and then you have to take them off the show because they've kind of reached their point. There's really nothing else to do with them.
Hiram?
Do you feel like Hiram is that kind of character, or can we see Hiram kind of shift down into a lower gear and be a little bit more redeemable in some aspects?
I think he's always going to be a part of the show.
Yeah. And
because when, you know, we were all so excited to meet him, he had been brought up from the first episode in the pilot on. Whether he's there or not, I mean, I see the show probably going on for at least six seasons. And
wow, so he needs to make it six.
Yeah. And I think it's going to, he'll be going in and out through the whole thing.
It'd be interesting to see his character change, though, and, like, evolve. And kind of if he could kind of, you know, soften and not be so evil.
Yeah, he probably will. It'll take a couple seasons.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah. So, all right. So we've covered a whole heck of a lot of Hiram now. And
let's give a shout out to that really young photo of him, Mark Consuelos, from his wrestling days.
Yeah, when he's wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah, great. Ram. God, a lot of similarities. You know that in the movie The Wrestler, his wrestling name is Randy the Ram Robinson? Wow. Oh, well, that's a lot of weird.
Some wrestler fans on there. It's on purpose.
It seems like it's got to be relatively on purpose. Yeah, there's too many similarities. It's called The Wrestler. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about some of the other plot lines here. This whole chick. So I have this thing that whenever I see the word chic written, it's written chick. I pronounce it chick, and I've done this for years. So to my detriment on air multiple times on, like, establishments that, like, I need to know about fashion, and I call it chick. His name's Chick, and it's written chic. I'm so confused.
Dyslexia. I don't think his name is really Chick.
And we even see it on the screen with the subtitles, and it says Chick. Yep. And I'm like, Chic. It's pronounced Chic. Why are you guys calling him Chick?
Just throw that Chick. Put that K in there.
What
would
it be short for, Chick?
So Chick's in the house now. We found out that he watched Betty while she was sleeping, but it was okay.
Well, we knew that.
Not creepily, though.
Yeah, but she found out, so he's not a serial killer now. Yeah.
If you fess up about it.
As long as you confess that you watch someone while they're sleeping, it's not creepy anymore.
Ben, I watched you sleep a couple weeks ago.
Oh, God.
Just want to let you know that. So it's all good. We're all good now, right?
Yeah.
Start comparing your dark sides to that.
So I like that Dark Betty has one wig, and we see her wear the wig in the preview for next week's episode, because now she's gonna become a webcammer. But I love that she just has the one wig. Like, it's not even a particularly attractive wig. It's like not a good look for her. I don't think it's not my favorite.
How is she going to, I mean, she's already embarrassed enough about her one wig situation. If she ended up being like Clifford Blossom, then I would be really freaking terrified with all of his wigs in his closet.
Right.
if you kind of dressed up once and you kind of saw your look, like, oh man, I don't know if I really pulled that off. Don't you think you'd shop for another wig that you might kind of sell it better?
Clifford, you mean?
For Betty.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sure she will, and I'm sure Chick will be like, no, that one.
They're gonna go make shopping.
That's your wig. Makeover.
So Hal does not like Chick.
Because it's not his son.
Right.
Is no one else onto this, right?
I kind of thought that.
He certainly hasn't really done anything to make us think that it is his son, right? I don't think that's really a bait and switch to
her. He would, if it was his son, he'd definitely, I mean, he'd be more welcoming.
Yeah, I think so too. No matter what he did.
Yeah.
Hal's kind of the worst, right? It sort of seems like season to season he's just kind of the worst.
But then at the end of the season you feel bad that you thought he was the worst, because he's really not the worst, and he's almost like a red herring.
Speaking of red hair, but red hair, Hal's going to cheat on somebody with red hair.
Mm-hmm.
With someone on never mind.
I mean, is he going to pay for it? I mean, like, what's going to happen here?
I hope so.
The whole tempting. Yeah. Just red everywhere. But back to Hal, though, with the situation, we aren't told. The audience is supposed to kind of stupidly think that this is Hal's child, right? Because they haven't said anything otherwise. The story that was told is that she got pregnant in high school. They weren't ready. And so he made her give it up for abortion. But there never was a story about how it wasn't his.
Hmm. Yeah, I feel like still so confused about the Polly storyline. We talked about this at length last week. honest to God, feels like the biggest blunder the show has made so far.
I think it's it's gonna make sense.
Polly as a storyline in Riverdale has been like such a cluster. It's like she like came and went, but she like still exists as a relevant plot point, but like isn't in the show anymore. And now like Chick, I don't even know. But Chick feels like, again, he's gonna come and go pretty fast as well. I can't see him sticking around very long.
Really?
Yeah. You think he's gonna stick around? Really?
Yeah, for a little while. Because I think they need another Cooper. I don't think that Polly is coming back anytime soon. I mean, maybe for a one stint thing, but you know, we all know she's on Once Upon a Time.
Right.
Tara is.
Yep.
But I
maybe get in a relationship with Kevin?
Yeah, could we talk about that for a second? Because remember when we were trying to figure out who the Black Hood was early in the season?
Yep.
And then Kevin met his guy, and Betty told on him to Sheriff Keller.
Right.
And we were like, is that the Black Hood? Who is that guy that met him and then ran off? I need to rewatch it because I forget exactly what happened. But Kevin was scared. It was creepy and dangerous. And I think that definitely was Chick.
No, it seemed like an older dude.
The guy in the car?
Yeah. It seemed like an older guy in the car.
Yeah, yeah. It was a totally older dude.
They've met. I don't know. There's a connection between him and Kevin. Like, I think we might have seen it, and it has something to do with the people he was meeting.
Or what about the people he still live with?
Chick.
Yeah. In his brothel or his Marcelli?
Maybe it has something to do with that.
But also, I felt like Kevin answered that when he showed Betty the web stuff. I feel like that's where you've seen him before, because I'm sure Kevin, in his pursuit before he went out of the park, was probably going online seeing stuff, and that's where he recognized Chick from.
Right.
Maybe.
Riverdale's such a small town that it's like it's hard for me to imagine that there's like a character that has like six online personalities. He's one of the like many discreet web cameras in Riverdale when like all 177 people that exist in the town are at every single function. Like, where is this Chick character? And like how it should not be as confusing as it is. Like, and also like, how have they all lived in Riverdale for a long time, but Alice and Hal are not like, I've seen him. I see him at the park sometimes.
Well, I mean, Greendale, I think there's the side towns and people don't really have their eyes open exactly, but this doesn't, not that this matters at all, but I just want to know from you guys, are we thinking that Chick is, you know, like a gay character coming on that could be a love interest for Kevin, or just in general a new gay character, or is he a bisexual character? Is he just sexually ambiguous? Is it important? Because I couldn't really tell, and usually the new characters are very like, oh, I have a love interest.
I don't know. It feels like he's been, like, at least in this situation, I think, doing anything he can to survive. Whether that's a reflection on his sexuality, I don't know. I mean, right now, I would assume that he's bisexual. Or
He so far seems very gimmicky to me. He feels like I haven't seen anything that's led me to believe that they're going to develop him into like a character that matters to the show. It feels like he's going to matter to this particular arc, which is why I think he's not going to stick around. Like, him being the mysterious, troubled webcam, like long lost brother character is like that screams to me like TV show damaged goods character who's gonna get into like trouble in a situation and then disappear.
He's gonna like help bring out something in Betty, that's his purpose.
And so then leave. My dog Abby in the chat said, what if they give the asexual storyline to him, aka Chick? And you know, that was supposed to be the Jughead
right?
for in the comic books. So, you know, I could. I think that generally they change characters, but they also want to give the characteristics they had in the comic book to characters in general, just kind of divvy it out to make sure they covered their bases. I can see that happening.
You got Grace Guida says she thinks Chick is gay for pay. So.
Could be.
Could be. I mean, they've kind of sold that storyline a little bit. A little bit.
But I guess the other thing, too, is that if it turns out to be FP's son, which we all think it is, then, I mean, we still haven't seen FP get involved yet in the storyline.
Does he not look like FP? Because of his eyes. Look at those little sexy, squinty eyes.
So then it's kind of like Betty and Jughead would have a brother in common, which would be kind of weird.
That'd be really weird.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So we did see, by the way, some jealousy, Betty to Jughead.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, plans with Tony? And he's like, got to interview the grandfather.
Jughead's being such an asshole. I hate his character right now.
Yeah.
More than I hate Archie's, shockingly.
Yeah. Well, at least he's interesting. Archie's character is just he's just difficult to feel anything about right now, except for when he's playing basketball. So what was I saying?
We're talking about Jughead and the Betty stuff. And, you know, Betty is so... They're trying to show her two extremes right now, one of which is, like, the super high-up sweater and your collar and, you know, very, like, I'm a good girl. And then we're just going to see this complete other end of the spectrum. She's got to put that wig on.
Sometimes it's those girls, they just snap, though. You know?
Yeah.
Right. I didn't know it, but it does seem like Lily Reinhart's the one who's... She's become the iconic character of the iconic actress of the show. She was on the cover of, was it InStyle last month, I think, I saw.
Well, her and Camilla, they were on the cover of Cosmo. They both had their own cover.
Oh, really? They both had their own cover?
They both had their own cover.
I'm way off then. I just thought it was just her.
It was, like, evenly distributed.
Okay, because I was going to say, you go to work, and it's like, oh, I didn't know Betty was more famous than Veronica.
I know, yeah. It's always been, like, Betty against Veronica, like, in the comic books.
So. Yeah, they're going
to do it. I did like, though, at the breakfast table at the beginning of the episode where Betty shares, like, oh, I've got Christian Sape scars. My palms, and then like you see Alice's reaction.
I used to do that.
Yeah. I was like, "What? What is happening?"
And I just want to give a shout out to Dream to Aspire in the chat, throwing back to our beloved teenage shows. Dan and Serena had a brother that didn't stop them down the road. Mm. They got married. Shows like these, weirdly, it's not incest, but they like familial. You know, relations, it's okay.
Was this the show that we kept saying last season? Maybe throw in some incest? I don't know.
Well, except I don't know if those children are real.
I really don't know.
I remember, like, making that joke on the show, and we all laughed about it, and then trying to explain that joke to someone outside of the show, and then being like, that's not really very funny. Yeah, like, I was like, all right, never mind.
All right.
All right, so let's continue about the episode. So Jughead, he interviews...
Graham Greene.
Graham Greene. There you go.
Tatanka.
Graham Greene, he's in everything. He was just in Wind River. He was just in Molly's Game. That guy, he works.
Yeah.
He works. Mm-hmm. And he tells a story about the Unica.
No, I didn't write down the tribe name.
Utanka? I think it was Utanka.
Utanka, his tribe, which eventually turned into the Serpents. They were massacred by General Pickens. Pickens is a bad dude. I do find it a little peculiar that Jughead could get this interview about Pickens being like basically a mass murderer, and then within a day be able to get enough information from like a public library to confirm that information, and that story's never broken to the
ever.
Town.
Yes,
like, ever. That should be in the history book.
There's like a statue of him, but it's like just like available in a public history book. And if you look it up, it's like, oh, this guy. It's not even.
He killed half the town.
Yeah, it's like. But I guess it could be like a Howard Zinn, People's History of the United States, kind of a book that like no one reads unless you really look for it.
Probably.
Like those books exist about our country, but like unless you choose to read them, that's not what you learn. So mm-hmm.
Yeah,
could be like that.
But also, I think like an article in a high school newspaper, like how much of an impact is that having?
We know they have the only good newspaper. They broke the whole story last year.
Like, I know. Well, it does seem like I'm like wondering, like I'm going to like open my phone tomorrow morning and it's gonna be like Twitter moments, and it's going to be like high school newspaper in Iowa breaks story about Trump scandal. It's like, how?
don't underestimate the kids, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, so. You know, it's Betty and it's Alice. They have a lot in common because if you remember, you know, Alice actually started working for the high school newspaper last season.
It was a low moment for that season.
Yeah, I still think Alice, you know, she has her head in the clouds and she definitely is maybe bipolar, as is Betty and everybody else in the family. Yeah.
This is surprising, though, that Alice didn't like pick up on this and write something for the real newspaper, Riverdale, because mm-hmm. you feel like she's always taking an opportunity to stick it to the Lodgers if she can. So this fault is something, but I mean, she's got other things on her plate.
Right. So they stage a protest at the Pickens parade, mm-hmm. and they all wear duct tape on their mouths, and Hiram manages to spin it in a positive way. And
it all pretty much works out.
It's all good. Now, at the same time, Veronica's become the lead singer of the Pussycats. What a huge plot development. Josie was heartbroken. And I was heartbroken for Josie.
I was watching this, and I have a show right before this, and my co-host is there, and she's kind of watching me watch the show. She knows I love it. And I go, when, like, Veronica says Veronica and the Pussycats, and, like, people around me just start bursting out laughing because they're like, God, Sam, I'm so into this freaking show. But, I mean, that was a not nice moment of Veronica.
That's just wrong. She should not have, like, taken...
Veronica doesn't know any... She's reminding me more and more of Archie.
Well, I don't know. Like, you think that was so bad? Because, like, Josie kind of tells her off. She's like, I don't want to be manipulated by a lodge. And she's like, okay, you don't want to sing with me. You said you would, and I already booked this thing. I guess I'll just have to sing with the Pussycats. And Josie could see in her face, she was like, this was my mistake. I let my mom talk me into this.
But I also feel like that's a conversation, like, Josie and Veronica just could have talked to each other instead of just kind of talk at each other,
right.
This probably could have been dissolved.
But I think so.
Well, maybe. I mean, we need a flashback episode. We need a backdoor pilot spinoff at some point with the parents. We need to know what happened because right. they all have so much freaking history and have things on each other. And mm-hmm. that is exactly why this is happening.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. So, and speaking of the parents interacting, we had this whole thing with this Sierra is the real name of Mayor McCoy, right? Sierra McCoy?
Yeah.
And her and Hermione had like their whole interaction because Hermione's like, I'll talk to Sierra if yeah. she does that to you again. And she confronts her. Mm-hmm. So what do we think? Are sparks going to fly there a little bit?
No.
No?
You mean Hermione and Sierra?
Not like that kind of sparks. I'm just saying.
No, not dating sparks, but just like, sparks, like coming to butting heads over.
I think they're going
to
butt heads for sure.
I was like, I mean, we could do anything we want in this show. I just don't see it going in that direction, Ben.
What do you think? Do you think they're going to argue with their daughters and make out? That's my prediction, man.
That's what you were like, I don't know, man. Maybe like season 7 when they have nothing else to talk about.
I just wonder if, like, you know, like the mayor and the, because their whole land deal of like your conveniently placed plot of land, mm-hmm. like they have to work together on that. Mm-hmm. And nothing drives parents apart more than drama with their kids, right?
And land.
And land.
All money. Land.
And development.
Money. But also, is Fred just sitting there at this dinner, whatever they're calling it, being like, oh, glad to host this get-together. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, how different. Did it end up at Fred's house? Is it because... It must be because it was co-hosted by Lodge Industries and Andrews Construction, and they now own a piece of Andrews Construction, and that's why they probably chose to invite him. Right?
That, yeah. I would but, have like, to think. Why go to Archie's... Why go to Fred's house? Like, I mean, I guess because you think nobody else is going to go there? Like,
yeah.
Maybe?
Archie and Veronica are together, so maybe they're trying to be nice. I don't know.
So I don't know if you guys have watched The Runaways on Hulu. It's really, really good, actually.
I've heard that.
But there's so many comparisons in the chat because the plot of Runaways, it's all these kids whose parents are actually villains, and they find out all their parents are evil. And they're kind of comparing it to this because mm-hmm. almost everyone's parents mm-hmm. are evil.
I could see that.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of dark secrets. It's like a small town. There's like, you know, they're bored. Right. So there's a lot of drama.
I remember reading that series when the comics were first coming out.
It was
a
good series. Great Frank series. Vaughn did yeah. great.
So Dream to Aspire again, great comment. She said, are we supposed to forget that Keller and McCoy are having an affair? Or is this something that's going to come back at McCoy that the Lodges can blackmail her with?
Well, they're probably choosing to save the sex appeal because we got a lot of shirtless Archie in this episode. But we know that if we see more... Keller and his back muscles lifting weights.
Any muscle.
It's a big part. That was a big reveal in this season, so they're probably waiting to show that to us next episode. In an episode, they're not going to focus as heavily on Archie. They probably have like a board in the writer's room where they're like, all right, what shirtless character will go Archie in 3, Archie in 7, 8, Keller in 6. Let's throw Clayton in 9. Let's get some Clayton. Maybe.
There's a method to it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'm just making it up. I don't know.
No, I would love to get a Riverdale writer. Boom. Please invite us in. We'd love to see how you break down an episode. We'll bring our props. We'll put abs up on
that. Yeah, yeah. We'll do anything you
yes.
want.
all right. So what else are we forgetting to happen in this episode? I guess those are like probably the major. There was a little bit of stuff with Cheryl and her mom finding out about the history of the town mm-hmm. and how the Lodges came into their fortune. They were aware of the slaughter and just there was a brothel back in the old days, which is like why we see Cheryl's mom is totally fine, just you know, just being being for hire,
going back to the good old days,
the good old days,
back to our roots.
Yeah,
I mean so. We were briefly talking about this show before it went on the air, and what I think one of our engineers was asking about Archie's hair, and it's so red. I'm thinking this is kind of a theme throughout the show. We think this is Archie's show. Look at that crazy red hair of his. Then we see the blossoms, all the red hair. Cheryl is constantly wearing red. So is her mm-hmm, mother. Mm-hmm. Her father had this whole thing last season. You know, I think that Archie... It's like people aren't tying those two things together necessarily, and I think they're important, just thematically.
All the red, the red hair.
All the red. It's like all the red's connected. I don't know.
So you think Archie's a blossom?
I do. I think Archie is a blossom. Mm.
Remember, like, in the first season when, like, at Jason's funeral, like, the mom went, she's like, you look so much like him. Like, that could be, that definitely could be.
I said it back then, too. I think it's a whole, and, you know, I do think this show has longevity. We don't know if it's technically going to be picked up for a season three, but we know it's obviously going to be picked up for a season three. It's, like, the biggest show on the CW right now. But
it's a great show.
But would you still want it? Like, this many episodes? Would you want it more...
I wish that it was closer to the first season. I'm enjoying the crap out of it, but 22 episodes is a lot. It just feels like the most charming elements have been recycled and watered down just a little bit this season. Like, not that the good episodes aren't as good as they were before, but the softer episodes... The filler episodes do exist this season, which they didn't really exist in the first season.
But we do know, I guess, if there's, like, a bit of news and gossip, if we can get
Sabrina?
Into it. Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, not even Sabrina. We have an announcement today that there will be a Carrie-themed episode, like the Stephen King novel and movie, and it's going to be a musical.
I saw that.
Oh, I heard, it was a musical episode.
Yes.
Charmed Original tweeted that at us.
She did.
Best news source there is.
Yes.
So, you know, Cheryl is going to be Carrie. And Betty and Archie are going to be the annoying couple in it.
Okay, yeah.
And Veronica's going to be the mean girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget the rest, but it's a fully musical episode. Shout out to Buffy the Vampire Slayer for paving the way for all of our lovely teen drama musical episodes. I'm really excited they're doing it.
That's awesome.
Like, second season.
It's going to be excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious to see if it's just like Cheryl's sick and she has a dream and then that's when she has this whole musical thing. Because what I liked about Buffy is that it was a musical, but it also advanced people's story and it kind of counted in continuity
for
that season.
I'm sure they'll advance the story. You don't believe it?
Okay. I don't believe it. I mean, it'll be just like a fun, like, one-off. Like, hey, it's a musical episode, which I get a fun filler episode for the season.
So let's move into predictions, because there's quite a few things to comment on. There are some big developments that happened at the end of this episode, so I think we should all share our thoughts. There we go. That was the cue. Thank you. All right, so things to predict. I think that that Hal's going to get caught with Cheryl's mom. And I think that's going to be the straw that broke the Cam Hal's back. And he's
going to
get the boot.
He's going to get kicked out of the house.
Well, I think at the very least, it drives Alice to want to talk to FP then.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think we're all waiting for that to be revealed. That's one of my big predictions.
I'm excited about Alice and FP.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, I know. okay, so Ola in the chat earlier said, I think Cheryl is going to kill Hiram.
Wow, you think Cheryl's going to kill Hiram?
Yeah, just because she has psychological issues, she's creepy, and they made us think she killed her mother last season with the fire, now foreshadowing. So, because at the end of last season, we did think, you know, well, no, her mother, Penelope, said to Cheryl, what did you do? I think she meant her father. And Cheryl, do you remember that at the end of last season?
Yeah.
What did you do? So, I mean, Cheryl is terrifying, and I think somebody is going to die with her hands at some point in time, for sure.
And why would you think Hiram would be that?
Yeah.
Well, this was in the chat. Ola said it in the chat. I think Hiram is just, we're going to think he's dead, and then he's just going to keep on coming back.
He's one of those characters.
Yeah, he's one of those characters. I also think that Betty and Archie are going to continue to creep closer and closer together.
Yeah, it does seem like we're headed for a heartbreak in the famous words of Kip Winger. And so I think that's going to happen.
Yeah. I see. Okay, so that kind of goes into like one of my predictions is that Archie and Hiram are going to start working together. Archie's going to do it to kind of really impress Veronica, but it's going to push her away. She's going to get mad, and they're going to break up.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I think. And I'm with the FBI agent, I'm not sure how that, like, I have mixed feelings about that. I don't know.
I mean, it's only a matter of time before we have to see, like, the Archie wearing a wire episode.
Right.
When he was doing that meeting, I thought he was wearing a wire. Possibly. But...
And then it's going to be, like, the scene from, like, Departed or, like, The Raid 2 when he gets out of prison and Archie, like, tears off the wire. And he's like, you trying to get me killed on my first day?
I feel like Archie will wear his singlet some more. Like, when he's working with Hiram, he's just going to be wearing that singlet. That'll be it.
He'll just wear the singlet?
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Because Hiram's training will be like, we do business, we do accounting until 11, and we wrestle.
And then we run.
Yeah, exactly. And then we run.
That's right.
Hiram's in remarkable shape. He really is.
We've talked about that. We praised that vein on his bicep. Good.
The arm vein, the very low body fat percentage. Yeah.
So a Panther 7 in the chat said, that FBI agent is totally working for Hiram. Mm. I think that it's true.
Yeah. I don't know if it's Hiram. That seems like a weird, like, why? That seems like a really convoluted way.
Like Archie to, like, get
some
him.
Sick people on the show, Frank.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. That seems too convoluted.
Hiram's a mastermind.
He could get rid of Archie out of Veronica's life a lot easier than setting up this really long, elaborate
thing.
Because
he also wants to get Fred, I think, is the big part
of
it.
He does want to get Fred. Yeah, speaking of that, like, when he did, you know, he said to Archie, it's like, you know, you'll come and go. Yeah. You know, boyfriends and temporary fathers are forever.
That wasn't creepy. Yeah.
Want me to be your daddy?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought when I heard that.
But then it flipped around, and now he's going to be his mentor, and Archie's going to...
It was just a one... Just do the fireman's carry was the thing.
He saw him do the fireman's carry, and he was sold on Archie.
They locked eyes. Yeah.
He's got moves. Okay. Yeah. Oh, man.
We got the slow clap, even. Yeah. And I was like, all right.
Respect.
Yeah, they should have had, like, while he was watching him wrestle and he went to the fireman's carry, they should have done the Wayne's World.
Get you through the night. And they're, like, holding hands. It'd be beautiful. Yeah. Perfect.
Any fireman carries him into the... Yeah, anyway. All right. So I think that pretty much wraps up my predictions. Does anybody else have anything else they want to throw in? Any other thoughts?
I don't really have any.
Actually, someone just said something brilliant in the chat. Liana Esmali said, how to spot a fake FBI agent. FBI agents always travel in pairs.
Right. I'm Special Agent Boom. Johnson. This is Special Agent Johnson.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah. There should be another Adams.
Think about that, guys.
Yeah.
That's it for me, though.
All right. Happy go.
Yeah, and just let's give a shout out to Mark Consuelos' tight running form on that running scene.
Strong.
It was compact. He kind of held it together. Good core. Yeah, good core on that guy.
Good core. All right. all right, guys. I think that's going to wrap us up. Thank you so much for watching. We'll be here same time, same place next week. If they want to follow along with you guys, where can the folks find you?
If you want, follow me at Happy Go Jackie.
And if you want to follow me, you can find me at Instagram or Twitter at Layla Sadney.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. Thank you so much for participating so much in the live chat. We love it so much.
And you guys can find me at Ben Bateman Media, Twitter and Instagram. I'll see you same time, same place, same Riverdale next week. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.